Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host of Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. As always, there is much to talk about today, and I will start with what we recently listened to on the news was the shooting in New York, and they found some, I guess it was bombs that had not been detonated. But as always, only in America, we have so much going on right now with the coronavirus escalating again, with the domestic terrorism that's occurring in the United States, and our getting involved in a country that is being supported by many countries in the United States. I often think about these things that are going on around the world, all these wars, all the hatred, and I often wonder how it all started. And when you think about it, it all started with injustice. Injustice all over the world. But because America is supposed to be the super whatever, we always seem to get into other people's business when we have so much going on in our own country that needs to be addressed. The same issues, really. We have in this country, we have the same kind of hatred. We have the same kind of injustice going on. We have the same racism going on as in many countries. We have lost loved ones because of injustices. And we all know that when people lose loved ones, whether it be to transitioning, crime, whether it be to incarceration, because as I always say, prisons and prisoners should not be stereotyped. Many prisoners have committed crimes because they have been violated, abused. They have lost loved ones. They have been used, abused, deceived, lied to. In this country, we know that a lot of that is going on. A lot of it's going on. And I know there's a lot of people out there who have lost loved ones to people that are incarcerated. And one of the things I respect very much is the fact that there are people who are trying to advocate for restorative justice, which gives victims and offenders an opportunity to sit down and try to understand why they have lost their loved ones. We try to figure out where everyone went wrong. And believe it or not, everyone has gone wrong. Because we have people in society that know others who have had injustices done to them. And they side with those people, failing to understand that those that committed the crimes may have also had injustices done to them, either by the person that they harmed, or by members of society, or by others. And they had nowhere or have nowhere to let their frustration, their anger, their pain out. And mass incarceration in the United States is a clear indication of what I'm talking about. Because all of these people are being thrown into prisons like in cages, like animals. And the overseers who should have that sane mind to try to come up with resolutions, alternatives to prisons. Instead, throw them in prisons, mistreat them, abuse them, deprive them, provoke them, harass them, prevent them from taking any kind of educational programs or work programs. And then we have lawyers on the outside who are just as corrupt. We have not all lawyers. There's some good lawyers out there. As a matter of fact, there was a good lawyer that went to see a prisoner not too long ago and agreed to help that prisoner. That prisoner has been caged like an animal, 22 hours a day. That prisoner has been mistreated. And that lawyer went to see him and wanted to help and said he can and he will. And less than a week later, he sends him a letter saying he can't help him. We all know connections are out there. And I will say, lawyers can be excellent lawyers, but then there are some lawyers that can also be in conspiracies with others to bring harm to those that they're supposed to represent or they allege they want to represent. We're living in a society where people will smile in your face and stab you in the back. That's just how it is in the United States. We have all these people, you know, that are out there smiling in someone's face while they're trying to find ways to destroy them. And that happens a lot with race. As I said, there was a time when I went into a store in Florida, and the woman at the counter was very, very rude, very ignorant. And when I walked out, I was telling some people on the outside, I said, she's really evil. She's really a racist. And the people outside said, you know, we know what to expect down here in the South, but where you come from, it's even worse because they smile in your face and stab you on the back. And I see that happening all the time, even with advocates. I see it happening with advocates of color. Because they are being smiled at and being joked with and everything else, all of a sudden that person or those people become more trustworthy to them than their own. But getting back to what's going on in this country and around the world, you know, a lot of people, a lot of you may not even believe in the Bible, or you may not believe that these final days are approaching us really quickly. But again, it says in the Bible, all the signs, look for the signs in the weather. Wars and rumors of wars, hateful people, boastful people, proud people, careless people, cold-hearted people. And I want you to know, in the prisons, you have to realize sometimes people in prison may be in there. You don't know if it's even of God. Because look at Jesus, the Christ. Look what he went through. And I know that many, there are religions like the Muslims and the Jews that believe he was just a prophet. But history tells us that this man that they call a prophet, being the Son of God, was put up on a stake, a cross, and crucified for us so that we may be saved and have salvation. And where that comes from is when Adam and Eve were first deceived by Satan. Throughout the years, the Pharisees, the high priests, they used to sacrifice animals. But God said no, because these people that are sacrificing animals are also sinners. These high priests that thought they were better than all because they wore the cloth of God, as they claim, and it still goes on today. But God had to, he had to sacrifice himself. He had to sacrifice something that was pure, not blemished. And that was the Christ Jesus, who was not a sinner, free of sin. But what did he go through? He went through the same thing that our men and women, regardless of age, gender, race, or religion, are going through today. He went through the torture. He was beaten by the guards. He was spit upon. He was mocked, humiliated. Even his clothes were taken from him. He was thrown into prison, put thorns on his head. I remember being in Central America one time, and I went into this place. It wasn't a church. It was like a church, but they didn't have the pews. They had the Christ Jesus at the altar, bloodied all up. I mean, we see in the Bible, we see in books, we see these things where, you know, the Christ is hanging on the cross, but we don't see a lot of blood. But it showed just how much he went through. They beat him so, so bad. We don't know, these people in prison, we don't know if they could be the Christ himself coming back. If there could be someone of God that's put in there to see how others are going to respond to that person. But I'll tell you one thing, there's a lot of people who have failed God. because they have judged people in prison they do not know. They have beaten prisoners they do not know, whether it be because of their pigmentation, their race, whether it be because of their religion, whether it be because of their gender. We hear all the time with government talking about laws against or for GLBTs, gays, lesbians, bisexual, transgenders. It's none of our business. It's none of our business. That's between them and God. We hear people talking about different religions. It's none of our business. That's between them and God. And I think most people believe in the same God. They just practice differently. Because, listen, look around. We're in a world that is so, it's so multi races, genders, religions. We should enjoy the harmony that we were brought into. We should enjoy everything around us that God has created. But instead, we find fault, not with ourselves, but with other people. For what business is it of anybody's to tell people how to live, to tell people if they're pretending to be gay or lesbian, or if they're pretending to be of a different religion they shouldn't be of? And what bothers me the most are pastors, priests, rabbis, imam. All these people are supposed to be of God, of Yeshua, of Jehovah, of Allah, talking against other religions when you don't even know if your religion is all 100% correct. I have been in a lot of different religions. I wanted to learn about them because I love studying cultures and religions, and not in some school where I'm paying a lot of money to be taught by a man who doesn't know any more than me, except the fact that they might have read some of the Bible. But I have been amongst pastors that didn't even know that the word Allah meant God in the Arabic language, and he's mocking Allah, the Muslim God. What kind of BS is that? And Jews, many Jews who are being deceptive, who are targeting prisoners because of the connections they have. Remember now, the reason God brought Christ into this world was because his people continuously sinned against him and continue, many of them, to sin today. We need to look at ourselves, and we need to start looking and focusing, because these are the final seconds of the last days. We need to start looking at ourselves and seeing what we need to do for us, rather than be judging others they do not know. There are people in the prisons that would give their shirt off their back for you when your own family and friends are not there. I can tell you for a fact. Sometimes we think that we're so close to our family and friends that they would be there through thick and thin. I've only met one person like that, stuck by, one worldly person who was stuck by a friend that was and is still trying to be, fighting to be saved, because we have so many people who have judged that don't even know him and that are out there trying to figure out ways to destroy him by not allowing him to have any help to fight the injustice that's being done to him. One friend who has been like family to him all these years, God knows. But I will tell you, the only friend that we really and truly will ever have, and that is our Creator, who sees all things and knows all things. And there's a scripture in Romans and in other places in the Bible as well, where the Christ Jesus tells everyone, judge not and you shall not be judged. Forgive those who have trespassed against you. A lot of people, especially in the Catholic Church, are always praying the Our Father. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. When in fact, you don't. Not only do you not forgive those who have trespassed against you, but you do not forgive those who have trespassed against others whereas you do not know what was behind it all. Satan has his followers in the communities too, and those followers could act really innocent. Look at that one that caused her boyfriend to commit suicide. She looked very innocent, and yet the evil was within her. To let people think that she really cared for this person, but behind others' backs, she was trying to get him to commit suicide. Well, let me tell you, she's not the only one. There are other women out there and other men out there that will do that. And unfortunately, when it backfires and they don't commit suicide, they commit homicide, it backfires. In some cases, it'll happen in your own family. It might happen with you. It might happen with a relative. But because you want to destroy someone, God turns it around. We need to look at a lot of these things, because I know there are a lot of children over in the Middle East and Africa and all places like that, third world countries, which are no longer being called third world because they're coming up in the world. But a lot of these people have lost loved ones. They've lost their parents. Even in the United States, a lot of them have lost their parents or some loved one to incarceration. A lot of them have lost their parents to not only incarceration, but abuses while incarcerated, death while incarcerated. They've lost a lot of their loved ones in the streets, being shot down for no reason at all. So we wonder why there's so much terrorism in the world. Let's look at what's causing it, the result of it. Because a lot of these people who are terrorists today weren't terrorists years and years and years ago. But they have seen so much as children. I tried to help a young lady one time. She was of Lebanese, Egyptian, and Persian. She used to tell me, and I believe they deported her somewhere along the line because she was a trans, a young trans, who had been sent to prison for 14 years in Iowa. Because a truck driver tried to rape her. She was a twin. Her sister came out 100%, and she came out a little different, unfortunately. But a truck driver picked her up. She was hitchhiking from Canada to the U.S. He tried to rape her, and she shot him with his own gun in his thigh, and then she ran. But when they found her, she ended up going to prison for 14 years. They put her in a female prison until they found out about that organ. You know, the sad thing about it is they put her in a male prison for 14 years. She had been raped over and over again by gang members, by groups, she tried to kill herself. She jumped off the top tier only to land on the bottom tier, be dragged into a cell and raped even more. Girl was in her 30s, her early 30s, 30, 32. And she said when they were kids growing up in the Middle East, they would go to school, but they had to go to school ditching themselves in and out of, weaving themselves in and out of tractors and trucks, not even knowing when they got out of school whether they were going to have a home to go home to. Well, lo and behold, she lost her entire family to an unnecessary war that was going on in the Middle East at the time. She was by herself, trying to find her own way. I remember trying to help that girl, and when I took her to the hospital, I worked it out with her counselor. They tried to help too, and in Iowa. And we took her to the hospital, and the nurse tried to examine her, and she could barely touch her because she had been abused so badly. It was torture, not only abroad, but even in this country. Things like this happen. It's just like, unfortunately, people that are being targeted because of their pigmentation. Any educated person knows pigmentation of one's complexion can change depending on the country that they are living in, depending on how close to the equator they are, depending on the history of their parents, the genes. We have to remember during slavery time, many whites raped their slaves, but there were also many whites that fell in love with their slaves, and these children were born. So many of them were born with more than one race, more than one culture in their genes. And throughout the years, as we all know, your children sometimes marry someone they believe is 100% African-American or African, when in fact they have other races in them as well. We see a lot of changes being made, but I want to remind everyone too, especially you so-called Christians out there who tend to judge. I want to remind you that Jesus the Christ was born in the Middle East, and you rarely see anyone born on the African continent or in the Middle East, which was at one time all one continent before the flood. You rarely, rarely, rarely see anybody white. You see black, brown, beige, but not white. And then in this country, there were many red because the Indians were here. When again, the Europeans came to this country and destroyed them. And there's no such thing I know as anybody owning any properties, any lands, because God created all. But the Indians talk about how their land was taken. When you look at all these countries that you go on vacation to, Jamaica, the Caribbean, you know, you go to England, France, you go to all these places. I went to a Mayan Indian school up in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. You know, I've been to El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama. You know, I've been to Guyana. I've been to Africa. I've been to Ghana. They're all different. They all have their different cultures. But you go there because you enjoy being there. It's a good vacation. You're seeing something different. You're meeting different people. You're enjoying yourself. So here we are in the United States of America, all with all these different races and religions and cultures from different countries that we normally go to vacation. And here we have them right here in this country. We have been blessed to have multicultures in this country and to be able to have firsthand knowledge and blessings of their foods, their culture. They have it all the time. You see it in the cities a lot of times. On their holidays, the different colors and their clothing and their singing, and it's just so joyful. And yet, we have so much racism in this country, so many people being destroyed because of hatred. But when you go to their countries for vacations, do you act that way or you act totally different? You smile in their face, as they say they do in this country. Smile in their face and stab them in the back. Is that how it works? You know, it's just a shame that we have to go through this. And then we wonder why there's bombings in these subway stations. We wonder why there's stabbings. We wonder why there's shootings. I remember someone one time meeting someone that she liked at a club. And that person wasn't used to being in a club because that person wasn't a drink or a drug or anything like that. And she even mentioned that later, that she was bored with him because he didn't like to party. Whoopee, party. You have to party to have a good relationship. Or the person that wants to party can't be much of anything. But that's what it was. And when she mentioned that her family was racist, the person wanted to stop having anything to do with her. But this is how deceptive people can be, to start shedding some tears and say, I can make up my own decision. I'm old enough to make up my own decision. And the relationship continues. Until, as she said, she got bored. So she started cheating. Not being honest enough to say, you know, I'm kind of bored. I like to party. You don't like to party. You know, you're a schoolboy. You're a worker. You're the good person that wants to have something decent in life. I'm the type that wants to go to a club and party because that's me. That's what I come from. Racist party people. We have a lot of that going on in this world, in this country especially. And we have the prisons full of people that should not be behind those bars. They should either be in long-term residential treatment facilities for psychological issues, medical issues, even spiritual issues. Remember when Jesus was healing while he was in this world, he healed people that were possessed, which means that there are people that can be possessed. You know, they can go through some of this. And I notice a lot of prisoners, I've heard this over and over again. There's a lot of people out there, prisoners, who have stated that once they committed the offense, they snap out of it. But during that time, they go through some kind of experience that they don't understand. It's like they're outside of their body looking in. This has been said by other prisoners around the country. And I believe it. I believe it because sometimes when you're meditating, you can go so deeply into that meditating that you feel like you're in space. I remember one time I had to snap myself out of it because I was meditating. I was doing some yoga years ago, and I felt myself out in space. It was so distant, and I had to snap myself out of it. But we have a caller, and I want to ask you, please state your name. 406?
Yeah. Good morning. This is Jenny calling from Montana, the Blackfeet Reservation.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Leon.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
I was just talking. I'd like to have you, and I want to let the audience know, I was talking earlier about the Native Indians who have been slaughtered by the white man. And Jenny is Native Indian, and they have had their show on Fridays and Saturdays, which is changing a little bit right now. But I want Jenny to let the audience know what the Native Indians have gone through. If you can, Jenny, talk about that.
Well, if a lot of you understand history, I'm sure you'll understand what I'm saying. So we go all the way back to history, you know, only in, I guess, in the white man's teaching. But for us, for our people, we go back to the beginning of time. And what we talk about the beginning of time is when we were first created here on Earth, you know, and we say we're created from the dirt, which we are. You know? So we have to go way back before Jesus' time, way back there, you know, in order to understand our teachings. Our teachings are pretty much accurate to anything and everything that's taken place today, because these things were foreseen, foretold, and forespoken about. So a lot of it has to do with the destruction of Earth. No matter how you want to preach it, tell it, or whatever you want to say about it. So with us today, we're having a hard time trying to bring our people back to who they really are because of all of this missionary schools and all that, you know, the teaching, the Bible teachings and everything, you know, it messed our people's mind up. They don't understand our stories, our teachings, our understanding. So we have to go back to a lot of history. You know, a lot of history. They're still kind of looking at the treaties, you know, really studying the treaties, you know, and a lot of it, I know a lot of people don't understand us, you know, what our battle is. Our battle is still going on since they got here. They crossed the oceans and the seas to get here. When we were here, our peoples were here, our grandmothers, grandpas, all of our ancestors, before us, they were living in a world where there was no destruction to earth. They were living in a world where they were given simple instructions how to live on earth without destroying her. And earth to us is right here, Turtle Island. To us is earth. So we look at that. We have to bring all that together again, because when they were killing our people, which is the buffalo too, is our people. When they were killing our people back then, and then taking their kids and, you know, putting them in those missionary schools, and geez, you hear all kinds of stories from the grandmas that survived that shit. But they cry when they talk about it, because that's abuse, it's pure evil abuse, you know. They're cutting their hair, they're starving them, they're raping them, they're impregnating the young girls, and then even the boys got, you know, the nuns were having sex with them, and even the priests. I mean, you hear all those stories. But, you know, the thing, what makes it so real for us that we know they're not lying is because they're not reading out of a book. And it's sad to hear that. And then to hear how they're finding all the massive graves, and, you know, there's not supposed to be cemeteries at a school. There's supposed to be playgrounds, but there was no playground. There was massive graves, you know. So that's what they're finding today. And they haven't really even did a full search on this side of the United States yet, because all of it is going on up in Canada right now. So all of this, we have to look at all of it, you know, and feel all of it and hear all of it and see all of it still going on today. For me, I feel these missionary schools are still happening today. It's still the same teaching. Take us from our original language. Take our mind from the original teaching. Everything, anything and everything to destroy our spirit, but they can't. They cannot do that to us, I tell them, you know. Why? Because you have no policy over our spirit, you know. So we have to look at all of this. And this is why a lot of them don't understand us, because in their mind, they think they conquered us. They really think they conquered us, especially all those KKK people, you know. They really think they conquered all of us and that we don't have no say in anything and everything. Well, that's the way the government's still treating us. They were only supposed to oversee us until we're all civilized. We're over-civilized. We're smarter than them. They don't even want to be wrong. They always want to be right, you know, which I always tell our old ones. And we're tired of them playing God with all of us. The problem is that everyone that don't really have roots here don't really fully belong here. You belong across those oceans. All the stuff that they're practicing right here on Turtle Island don't belong here. It belongs across the ocean. So we're trying to bring our people back together for the number one reason is because we still need to exist in this world that we're living in. This ain't our world. This is a white world. Everything has to do with money, 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 money. You know, think about it. Why would the spirit itself, which we all don't know what spirit really looks like, why would that spirit create something so beautiful just to sit back and watch it get destroyed, be destroyed? That's what gets a lot of us now. Why? Why is it that, you know, we're still hated on? What did they really hate us for? For being here first, or what is it? Me, I say, if we look at it in a spiritual way, that's the dark spirit. That's the darkest one that wants to come and destroy, keep destroying, just continue to destroy, destroy, destroy. And then we have to pray against that one every day because they're all practicing it. Who's practicing it? I have to tell people, who's practicing it? Who really wants us to be destroyed?
I agree with you. And Jenny, I'll tell you, as I said, I like to study cultures and religions. And I noticed, even when I was in West Africa, I learned that, and this happens all over, but the United States, they used to always say that HIV, AIDS, came from Africa. When I was in Africa, I learned that it was the missionaries that were bringing over, that were injecting people. And they were injecting them with some kind of a virus, which became the HIV. Also, in other countries, the same problems that they run into, even the Mayan Indians, when I went to a Mayan Indian school in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, and they said the same thing. You know, every being, what you're talking about, what happened in this country with the lands that you and others were protecting, has happened in other countries too, in other countries where people protected the earth. They protected, and we see what's happening as a result of what they're doing to the earth now. But you mentioned jealous, and I believe that's what a lot of it comes down to, is that people of color, red, black, brown, beige, whatever the case may be, they have or once were the keepers, I believe, of the heavens. They were the keepers of the earth. They were God's creation. And we see it to this day that people who hate will try to destroy anybody or any race. They'll try to destroy everything that's of beauty, of creation, while others are trying to protect it. And we are, right now, we are on a battlefield between the good and evil spirits. And I remember as a kid growing up, that's what would be said about Indians. They believed in the great white spirit, the eagle. I believe it was the eagle. Everybody believes in God, but they believe in God in a different way. But the God that we believe in is a God of love, you know, a God of compassion, a God of mercy, a God of understanding, a God of justice. And we're living, like you say, we're living in a white man's world with a lot of hatred, and that is not of God. And I always say people in the United States that are so racist and hateful should go back to their own country, because if that's where they're coming from, an all-white country, go back to your country and let those who are looking for harmony, let those who are looking for diversity, let them stay here in the United States. It's gotten really bad, and we wonder why there's so much wars going on. Just like this war, that you would not see all this going on if this was a third world country. You would not see all this money being sent over there and all this, the missiles and all the rockets and all the everything. You would not see so much. And this country right now is going downhill quick. In other countries, I'm sure. We already had a problem with gas prices and food prices and everything else. And now we're going into this thing now where things are getting even worse. And Vladimir Putin's not giving up. He's already told Biden, he's already told this country that he's not going to be isolated, and he's not going to be threatened by anybody. But this country is about hatred. It's about racism. It's about destruction. It's about corruption. It's about greed. It's about incarceration. It's about everything that's evil to our Creator.
Yeah. Everything. That true, and you know how we look at today too. Right here in our territories, and we're supposed to be a nation within a nation, okay? But on our reservation, we had a chairman that just recently we had gotten him removed, along with the CEO that was really treating our people bad and stuff. But you know, it took the women to voice up and remove him. Huh? So what we're talking about today is in our teachings, it's about the women. Huh? With the women, with our grandmothers, our teachings, we have to continue with them, you know. And none of it is written in a book. It's all spiritual. Hmm? So we try to see things that, you know, that we need to help our people prepare for, because there's still more coming, I tell people, you know. There's a lot more coming. And the good part about what I see with us, we were given we were given our territories, and the Blackfoot Confederacy, there's four bands of us. Three are up in Canada, and we're the one down right here. Well, we don't really look at that line, you know. We don't separate ourselves with that line. But with our stories are all the same. The only difference in our stories is that we want to know where she came down from, what side. No, no, they have a line. And what we talk about is she. We're not talking about, you know, the white man's beliefs or anything about the Bible. All of that is not Abba. We're talking about Eagle Woman, like you're explaining. Eagle Woman is the one that was struck up into the spiritual heaven, which we don't call it heavens, we call it the camp, spiritual camp. So she was struck up by the thunder spirit. So she went to the camp, back to our camp. And she was there for some time, and she was basically told not to pick up that biggest tulip that was in the prairie. So one day her husband, which is Scarface, he went hunting, and she wanted to please him, so she goes and in the camp, we don't have shovels where they use the elk weight, the shovel, to dig that tulip up. So when that tulip, she pulled it, and it come out of the ground, here come a beam of light out of the ground. And she got scared, you know. And she eventually looked in there, in that hole, and she could see Earth, okay? And she could see her mom and dad, all the ones that, you know, were worried, you know, they didn't know what happened to her. So she got lonesome. She ended up putting that tulip back, but her husband noticed her behavior, like, you know, he knew that she, you know, she probably dug that tulip and seen, you know, seen Earth. So eventually in the story, her husband had to go to his father, which we call, you know, the creator is more like the source of life or something that we would explain it. So it's a spirit. So eventually her husband had to go see his father, which was that spirit. And that spirit allowed her to come back down to Earth from the camp, long as, you know, she was bringing the ceremony with her to the people. So the ceremony that we do today is of that story. That's where it came from. And I explained to people the reason why, the purpose of it for days like this that is happening right now. Without that ceremony, we would not know who we really are. So it's really, you know, a strong teaching. And my great-grandma was one of the original teachers of it, the Okan. The Okan is the Blackfoot Woman ceremony. That's where, in our story, the medicines and the bears, all the animal medicines were given to the woman. So during that ceremony where there's a woman and a man that are in fasting, I think for, actually it's like a whole week ceremony, but they go into fasting for 4 days. And that's trying to bring, you know, some type of peace to this world, you know. Get them to understand, you know, respect history, you know. Instead of still trying to find ways to kill us off and everything, you know, like this virus that was man-made. We already know every 100 years we study them, they come up with another sickness. And each sickness they create, to us, that's a threat to us because they're still trying to get rid of us. Why? Because they want all the resources that sit on a reservation now.
And it's not just it's not just the reservation either. That's the sad thing about it, because every time they go to war in another country, they bring back the valuables from that country, and that's how this country was built on. Things that were taken from other countries. And it's sad, the diamonds, the gold, you know, and people are losing loved ones. They're losing their parents. They're losing their siblings. They're losing so many people that are so close to them every time. We had no business going into any country years ago because there was no country that could even touch this country. But yet they made it a point to interfere with other countries when they were doing so much damage to their own country right here in this country. Yeah. And as a result, now we have more domestic terrorism. We have more terrorism going on or be about to go on in this country because we don't know who's in this country anymore. And I'll tell you, it's not from Africa. It's not from Africa and most likely maybe not from the Middle East. But we have a lot of terrorism in this country, and we're seeing little by little it's escalating now.
Yeah. They're already getting set up for, you know, whatever they're going to try to do right here. It's no different than what they're doing across the ocean. But when something like this, when it comes to us, we got to protect our territories, which is our territories to our land base, our reservation, or whatever you want to call it. And where we're at, we would never relocate it. Never relocated by the cavalry or nothing like that. Our people could have killed them all off, but that's not what it was about for our people, you know?
Well, that's the difference.
So they made those treaties, you know, they made them treaties allowing them to live, not allowing us to live, you know? And now they turned those treaties around like, oh, you know, without them, we wouldn't be here. What the hell, huh? Without us, you would not be here, you know?
Thank you. That's exactly true. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's when you think about it, it's the people of color that weren't, at one time, were not violent at all. And they were taught to demonstrate some, they had to protect themselves. And then throughout the mm-hmm. years, people of color all over the world are upset because throughout the years, they as peaceful people have had to defend themselves and have ended up with so much frustration and anger. Now they have begun to fight back. And this is unusual for the white man to be experiencing. And this is why it's so strange. But studying cultures and religions gives people a chance to get to know about different cultures and what they've gone through. And a lot of people in this country, they don't know anything about other cultures other than what they see with their eyes. And my mother used to say, never believe anything you see and only half of what you hear, or never believe anything you hear and half of what you see. And that's exactly what I look at today. I don't listen to other people. We have people in this country that are so insecure that they listen to their peers, and their peers half the time don't know what they're talking about because they haven't been there. They haven't experienced it. They haven't tried to learn about other cultures, other religions. They judge without even knowing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that our own teaching is not a religion. It's a way of life, you know. So you have to then learn of it with it, you know, to understand it. So when we have the bundles, you know, ceremonies and stuff, you know, those are supposed to help, you know, not just us, but the whole world, you know. And so it's just how, depends on how you're praying and what you're praying, you know, for, asking for. We never pray to say, I want, I need, I wish, give me, or what, you know. We never pray about money. Don't pray about anything that has to do with destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying our best to bring our women back, you know, because we were given a gift. We were given the highest gift of all, we tell them, and that was through prayer, you know. So, and it has to be physical, too, because if you're not, you know, going to really accept your gift, your ability that was given to you, you know, spiritually given to you, that's why they can never kill us, you know. Spiritually given to you, then you'll know how to use it, right? Today we have we have to clean up our own mess with our own people because they found a way to profit money with it, you know. We're not over a white man's church, I tell them, you know.
That's the problem in this country. It's all about, like as you mentioned, it's all about money, greed, power. It's all about corruption. It's all about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, there's been a lot of talk. I listened to it on the news the other day about the missing indigenous female natives. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's another thing that really upsets me is the fact that people are going missing, women are going missing, and this is another thing that seems to be a major problem in this country between hangings and abductions, things like that.
Well, a lot of it is abductions. You know, we have a lot of that. They're getting, you know, abducted like that, and then one lady was sharing a story with us that she survived that, you know, and she was saying that, you know, it's when you're having family problems, family issues at times, you get into drinking when you're younger and whatever, and then you're having family issues. So these guys will, you know, prey on women like that. They'll, you know, get them to, you know, go with them saying, well, you know, I'll give you this, I'll buy you that because your mind's already into that, you know. You know, like nobody cares about you. What? Well, anyhow, she said a lot of those girls that she met, they'll take them to different states, and they're in motel rooms. And she said she's seen, like, gee, a lot of native, young native girls, you know, and those guys would beat them up and shit. And, you know, just so she somehow she escaped from it. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at that, and then you up in Canada, when it all started up there, it was a Highway 16 or something like that. There's a lot of missing women would end up missing on that highway, so we don't know if they were hitchhiking or what they were doing. So, and then it started into media. a lot of these young girls are putting themselves on media, you know, all dressed up and, you know, showing half of their sleeves and all that, whatever, you know. And so these men are kind of looking at pictures, you know, finding young women like that and getting them to meet them sexually, and then they clean their gun. So I was thinking, gee, you know, that's a lot, though. That's too many, huh? So how long has this been going on? So now you look at it. You look at it now, you think, yeah, a lot of it has to do with social media now, huh? And they take them, they're all into, like on our reservation, it's sad because all the younger generations are all into meth and alcohol, and they're doing the same thing up there. There was one grandma, she was selling her granddaughters. Finally, she got caught, and they finally shut her down, huh? And then we have Ashley Morin that's still missing. Has a lot to do with alcohol and drugs. Matthew Grant got beat to death. It has to do with alcohol. We have another one. The Wagner, Leo Wagner. He come up missing. It has to do with alcohol and drugs. Like, gee, you know. So we have a lot of people, unsolved murders and stuff on our reservation that go way back when I was a young girl, and they still haven't been solved yet. Hmm?
And this is where the money should be used. Money should be given to, it, to me, money should be given to any organization, any culture, anybody that is out there to try to do good. Use that money rather than incarceration and all these other things. Use that money for programs. And I say long-term programs. I remember as a social worker years ago, they had these residential facilities for substance abuse and all this that lasted 6 months to a year because these people were on Medicare or Medicaid. And so they would take them in as long as they could for the 6 months or a year. That's why it wasn't successful, because they didn't put everything into it. They didn't put their all in all into helping these people. It was just about money and short-term residential treatment. What they need to do is establish long-term residential treatment facilities. They need to establish even long-term residential homes for these women who are out there doing what they're doing, and bring in everybody and everything, every resource to make it work. Bring in the counselors, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the social workers, even career people that have these career centers to help them to establish jobs, get jobs, help them to learn how to do resumes, help them to do all these things. But they don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's why this country is falling apart and trying to go over and tell other countries how to run their lives when this country is so dysfunctional itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what we asked for at the general meeting last Thursday, for a treatment center, a long-term treatment center, because the one that they have up there is only 28 days or something, not even a month. And the workers, they feel that, you know, not the workers, but the people that go into the treatment, the patients and stuff, they feel like the workers, they don't work with them enough. And what it is that the ones that are trying to help them, they have never been through that, you know, situation, that addiction before or nothing like that. So they don't really relate to them on it, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what our Native people, that's one thing about us is that, you don't connect to what we're talking about or how we feel, really. What, you never been through a withdrawal, you never on, then why are you trying to teach me out of your book, you know? Because we're not in that book, we're right here.
You know,
so
that's another thing I know. Yeah.
Are
go
not
ahead,
even in very good counselors or anything. You know, my two sisters, when they were working up there, they weren't even counselors, but they felt like they were, you know, the ones that were helping, you know, those patients more than their workers were, you know. So that's what we kind of mentioned in the meeting. So we want another treatment center long-term, maybe at least 2 to 3 months, but we're trying to get them to put it up towards the mountain area, because the one that they have right there is easy access to town, you know. We heard a story, some guys were sneaking out the door and running down to the liquor store, grabbing a bottle and coming back. So that's how easy it is to get out of that treatment center. Well, what the hell? They're not watching them. They're not doing head count. They're not doing nothing.
That's why nothing works in this country, because they're not. They just They're just getting the funding for
really?
It. Just playing the role.
Yeah. Well, we asked for that in the rehab center, you know, so they said, you know, that they were supposed to, they were going to, but, you know, they said a lot of things to us. You know, we're still waiting for a cultural center over 7 years ago, and different ones get in there, and next thing it changes, you know, and we don't see no results. But anything they tell us, anything they're campaigning about, we don't feel the results of it. So obviously
yeah.
It didn't work for all of us, you know. It worked just for a select few, you know. So
now,
that's
Bonita,
what we're looking at.
Jenny, you girls were having a radio show on Fridays and Saturdays, but now I guess it's going to be changing a little bit, changing the days and changing the people that are going to be on the show. It started last, I think, Friday or Saturday. Can you let the audience know a little bit about the show in case they want to listen in?
Yeah, well, it's still scheduled for every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 6:30 Mountain Time. So, and it just talks about explaining and sharing what's going on in our locations, each one of us. Huh? And we're trying to connect this to where we become one, you know, as far as how we approach the system. Huh? Because we're looking at the system, you know, and even, you know, non-Native peoples, you know, are understanding what the system's really about and what, you know. So since we're a nation within a nation, like I was explaining, we have that right. We still have those human rights to speak up against the system, strongly against the system. Hmm? So it just kind of depends on, you know, how we're going to go about it. But that's what that radio station, we have different ones from different tribes come on. The women were running it, but that was only supposed to have been to tell Jabril and Amin members. They lost their family members, so we gave them some time, you know, to heal from that. So the woman took it back for a bit, and that's what Bernice agreed to, you know, until they got strong again. We gave it back to them.
I think the audience, I think people need to start listening to that. And I think people need to start learning about the culture. And that's what's been missing in this country is the culture, especially of the Native Indians, because this is where it all began when the Europeans came to this country. And initially it was supposed to, I believe, on a friendship thing, and it turned into something much worse. But I want the audience to know, and we only have a minute left, but audience, you can go on the internet and type in Indigenous Women Blog Talk Radio, and you'll listen to all the shows that Jenny and the other women have been putting on every weekend on Blog Talk Radio. And anytime you want to learn anything about the Indians, the Native Indians, you can tune in to Blog Talk Radio Shedding Light on Fridays and Saturdays is when they have their episodes. And as Jenny said, it's 5 o'clock Mountain Time, and usually when I do it on Eastern Time. So it would be 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Jenny, thank you so much for coming on, and we need to start focusing and trying to get people to focus on the various cultures, to learn about these cultures, learn about what they're all about, because every culture is of value, and especially those who make peace or have peace upon the earth are the ones that really, really need to be learned about. And the Native Indians, we can start with at the beginning. We can start with the Mayan Indians in Central and South America. We can focus on the Africans in Africa, the different countries. We can focus on the Middle East, mm-hmm. where a lot of this began. So try to call in on Fridays and Saturdays on the Indigenous radio show. The number is 657-383-1630. And please enjoy the rest of this week. Learn about these cultures, because these cultures will teach you a lot. We may not think so, but we always have a lot to learn. Jen, thank you for coming on the show today, and I really appreciate hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, hopefully, you know, just keep praying. Pray hard.
Yeah, this country country's in greater danger. It's in more danger than it believes or thinks. And we don't have that much time to get it right. So let's hope that they will get something of this and everyone will get it right. Thanks again, Jenny, yes. And I look forward to having you on again sometime.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.